tuned in to Modern Jazz today. Up next is the Steve Holt Jazz Impact Quartet. The album is called Impact, and we'll check into the title track. Then Eric St. Laurent, he's got a new one called El Choclo. We'll check into that title track. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
to Modern Jazz Today. We've got new music coming at you in this set. Up first is Carol Wellsman. Her new album's called 14. We'll check into the exotic track, Plus Je T'embrasse. Then Jeff Coffin. The album's called Between Dreaming and Joy. We'll check into Spinning Plates. Then we're going to check into Rafael Greco. The album is called Dice Que Vive. And we'll check into the track, Onde. Let's dig in.
Plus je t'embrasse, plus je t'embrasse. Plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. Le temps qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon cœur bat quand tu t'en vas et tout va bien quand tu reviens. Car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Je ne peux m'enlacer. J'en ai tellement envie que j'oublie tout dans la vie. C'est sans cesse que j'aime t'embrasser. Plus je t'enlace, plus j'aime t'enlacer. Le temps qui passe ne peut rien y changer. Mon cœur bat quand tu t'en vas et tout va bien quand tu reviens. Car plus je t'embrasse, plus j'aime t'embrasser. Je ne peux m'en lasser. J'en ai tellement envie que j'oublie tout dans la vie. C'est sans cesse que j'aime t'embrasser.
Thank you. Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up and ready to go for our listening pleasure is Andy Adamson Quintet from his new album A Coincidence of Cats. We are going to take a listen to Triplet.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. After back-to-back hurricanes hit southwest Louisiana in 2020, Roychetta Sibley Ozane and her six children were left homeless.
I didn't have any money in the bank. I had children who were hungry, and we had lost our home.
For weeks before FEMA assistance arrived, she got by with the help of her community. Local churches paid for a hotel and donated food and clothing. Once she was back on her feet, Ozane wanted to provide the same help to others, so she started an organization called the Vessel Project of Louisiana. The group makes people more resilient to disasters by first helping them with their basic needs.
We ensure first that people are fed. We ensure that people have safe and secure housing.
But they do not stop there. The group also educates people about the harms caused by the fossil fuel industry and rallies community members to oppose oil and gas development in the region. She says oil and gas companies pollute the air and warm the climate while making big profits. Meanwhile,
the community lacks resources and assistance for our most vulnerable citizens.
So she wants to help people connect the dots between the fossil fuel industry, climate disasters, and the day-to-day struggles that make it hard to recover. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change,